So a couple of things. I got to get the training camp report. Josh Bell is going to join us. We're going to do headlines. But also, we've got a four-pack of Marlins tickets to give away for Beer Fest this Saturday at Lone Depot Park. And we have a very huge giveaway that we've told you about all week long, which is an opportunity for a meet and greet, a photo with Seth Jones from the Panthers.
Yep.
He's going to be at Palm Beach Autographs at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington, of course. And if you win, you get a photo and an autograph, and we're going to give that ticket or tickets away before 6 o'clock. So you've got less than 2 hours. Maybe if you remind me in this segment, Seth Jones, certainly he's got to feel great that he ended up from Chicago here, man. What a change in outcomes he got, but he will be up in Wellington this weekend, and we've got a chance for you to win an opportunity for the meet and greet. So let's do a quick training camp report, I guess, to start out the 4 o'clock hour here. They're sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Biggest news, I think, out of camp is that the starters are going to play on Saturday for at least a series or two. That's what Chris Perkins told us. He also told us about the injuries and told us about the fight that took place. But for me, for my money, biggest news out of training camp is that there will be starters in action for the preseason finale Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium.
That and Jalen Wright being injured. I mean, we don't know the extent of it, but again, like Perk told us, the Devon Achan injury concerns him more than any of the other ones. Hawk, think about that. If Devon Achan can't go, right, because they want to slow play him, they don't want to force him back from the calf injury, and Jalen Wright isn't available, I think we're all happy with Ollie Gordon. I mean, you have him.
Well, I love Devon Achan. So don't get it twisted. I like Ollie Gordon over Jalen Wright, but I love Devon Achan.
No, for sure. I'm just saying we all like Ollie Gordon, but he's a rookie. So if you're going into week one against the Colts with a rookie running back who has zero actual NFL reps and then two other guys who literally none of us know anything about, and Shamklin and Boone, that is concerning to say the least.
All right, let's get headlines here so we can have time with Josh Appel this hour. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kias in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Jimmy had sent me, since we were talking, weirdly enough, about airplanes, Jimmy had sent me a list, the 9 weirdest items you can bring through TSA security checkpoints. I'd like to get to that at some point today, because the list is great.
Save it for tomorrow if we don't end up having time today, because that intrigues me.
Yes, I figured it would. All right, so other than the Dolphins playing on Saturday, there is preseason football tonight.
Can you bring a sword?
No.
All right. That's smart. That's smart not to be able to.
Right.
I would have been angry if that was on the list.
Do you own a sword?
No.
Do you trust anybody who owns a sword? Isn't that
great,
like a
question? That's a great question.
Like a weird weapon to, like, people who are obsessed with knives just kind of freak me out a little bit, you know?
Didn't they, one of the quarterbacks, was it Joe Burrow? I think it was Joe Burrow that bought the entire O-line swords.
He did, like those Christmas katana, the katana swords.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a character out of Kill Bill all of a sudden. Hattori Hanzo swords.
Jimmy, put it on the poll. Can you trust a person with swords?
Sure.
There's this feature on the Odyssey app, Hawk, where people can send us messages.
Like, right.
Record. Have you seen this on the we have to put that to use somehow.
Well, I have a feeling that there's thousands of messages sitting in Lens, inbox somewhere. I just have a feeling because we've promoted it and it's right there on the app and you can send it to your favorite station. Like, they're somewhere. I just have a feeling Len doesn't have the key.
Got to put that to use somehow.
All right.
Tonight, if preseason football outside of Miami intrigues you, you've got two games, Steelers-Panthers tonight at 7 p.m. And then the Patriots are going to play the New York football Giants. Maybe Jackson Dart gets some PT today at 8.
That's your Odyssey Sports training camp coverage brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
No Travis Hunter in joint practice today, and he's not going to play Saturday for the Jacksonville Jaguars either. No Tyreek Hill, no Devon Achane, no Kenneth Grant, no Kendall Sheffield at practice today. And Aaron Brewer seemed to be like the best player for the Dolphins today in joint practices.
All right.
Just
they off tomorrow, I'm guessing, or do they have a team practice?
I don't know.
Because this was the only joint practice, right? Or is there two of them?
No, today was the only joint practice. Probably won't. Maybe a walkthrough or something, but I doubt they would have a full blown practice tomorrow, the day before
the game. Yeah.
Before the game, yeah, doesn't make sense. Just to spotlight something from the Marlins yesterday. I know Appel's coming on. He probably saw it, and this was really cool yesterday. You got a vintage Sandy performance, or a Vinti.
A Vinti?
Sandy.
What do you want? You want to get a Venti? In the mood for a little Venti? You want to go Starbucks? Make a Starbucks run, Jimmy. He's looking for a Vinti.
Vintage Sandy performance. He had 9 Ks, only one earned run yesterday. But this, did you see this, Hawk? Maximo Acosta, he was called up by the Fish on the 18th, just 2 days ago. And yesterday, at his first Major League Baseball hit, he went yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went yard.
No Matt Mervis home runs for Reno yesterday. He was in the lineup, but no ding-dongs.
No ding-dongs. They didn't really post anything about him either, so.
Yeah, I think he was 0 for 4.
Not surprising.
Is it? It's not surprising?
Not surprising.
Wow, you change your tune about him. I mean, from show to show.
We haven't gotten any free merch out of our Matt Mervis love. Like,
is that what you're doing it for?
100%. I want a hat. Reno Aces, send me something.
They have cool merch, I have to tell you.
They do. The jumbo shrimp hats were cool.
Yeah.
Just
the hell with them.
Didn't work out. The Marlins avoided the sweep yesterday, by the way, and they're off. They're going to play Toronto this weekend. You think Pizzola comes down for that?
He's a big Toronto FC fan. He really is.
Well, I'm talking about the Toronto Blue Jays and their baseball team, but
didn't you just give a Inter Miami score?
Nope, you gave a Marlins score.
Interesting. I was reading a Gavin Newsom tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, maybe you'll come down here for Toronto as well, Hawk. Who knows?
Are you sure you hadn't just mentioned Inter Miami?
Hadn't mentioned Inter Miami. Had not.
Did I see them on Twitter or something?
I'll mention Inter Miami. They got through Tigres yesterday, the Tigers. They beat them 2-1. My guy Luis Suarez scored both goals. He had a brace, both from the spot. And they're going to move on. They're going to play Orlando City. They've lost 2 straight against Orlando City. They'll play them in the semifinal next week.
All right. Well, I think they'll be improved this year with Desmond Bane.
Mm-hmm. The Chicago Bulls are going to retire Derrick Rose's number one jersey on January 24th, which is a perfect segue for me to mention 2 basketball-related stories. First of all, Eric Spoelstra is in Europe. He was watching Serbia versus Slovenia today. Joker and Luka were playing, but you know who else was playing? Nikola Jovic, representing Team Serbia. Jovic finished with 18 points. He went 7 of 8 shooting from the field, knocked in a triple two boards, a dime, and a steal, according to Anthony Chang. Serbia blew out Slovenia in the game today.
Okay. All right.
Niko Jovic, all-star season. Book it.
Book it.
And 2K, NBA 2K, we were talking video games yesterday. It's the most popular basketball video game. I think right now it's the only one. And they released their top 10 ranked players in the video game. Do you want to guess who number one is?
I will go with... I'm trying to think, do they give like, do you get extra points for being a 3-point shooter? Like, I don't know how the grades are given.
It's just like ranking. So who, like the best players in the game.
But it's not like 99.3 or something.
No. It's just like a flat number. I'll give you a hint. There's two players that are ranked with the highest overall rating. At 98 overall. So 99 Jovic is the highest.
Got to be Jovic one.
Jokic,
excuse me. I was all high on your guy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Jokic one and Giannis two?
Giannis is third. Who is the best player in the NBA last season?
Who won MVP? Oh, SGA?
SGA.
All right. That's fair.
Giannis is three, Lucas four at 95, Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry, LeBron, Jason Tatum, even though he's out, Victor Wembanyama cracks the top 10, and Kevin Durant rounds it out at 93 overall. So those are your 10 highest rated players in NBA 2K. Bam Adebayo is the 30th ranked player in terms of overall rating at 88 overall, and Tyler Hero is 42nd. In the game.
Where's Jimmy Butler?
86 overall. Ooh, I don't know. I got to double check. I'll give you an update in a second.
Perfect. Radio tease. All right. Anything else?
That's about it for headlines. Your weather right now in Miami, it's 85 degrees pouring here in Kendall. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. Stay safe. I know there's some bad weather across the South Florida area.
All right, you want to give away the Seth Jones prize here or the Marlins tickets? You make the call.
Let's give away the Seth Jones prize here.
All right, so now tell us what everyone can win because you've been talking about them all week.
Yeah, guys, so at Palm Beach Autographs, you get two tickets to go watch or to go meet Seth Jones. And with this ticket, he's going to sign an autograph. He's going to take a picture. And obviously, at Palm Beach Autographs, there's a ton of memorabilia, including Panthers memorabilia as well. So that's this Saturday, August 23rd.
When's he going to be there if people want to go? Even if they don't win, they want to go.
Yeah, from 2 to 3:30, he's going to be there.
Okay. What do they got at that mall of Wellington Green? They got an Orange Julius there?
Oh, you got me, man. I've never been to the mall at Wellington Green.
I've been there. I used to live up there. I haven't been there in years.
Let's see.
I think they have potato too.
Pull up their dining. Oh, they've got a California pizza kitchen.
All right. They have a Tony Roma's Express.
No Tony Roma's Express. They've got a Kelly's Cajun Grill, which is on the Mount Rushmore of mall food court restaurants.
Right. Bourbon chicken.
Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks.
All right. That's good. That's a food court staple.
Mm-hmm. A Sbarro. Oh, come on.
Wow. Not a lot of Sbarros left.
They've got a couple Auntie Anne's.
Oh.
And they've got a Lotus Express, too. That's not bad. That's a solid.
Good food court.
Solid food court. Chick-fil-A. And it'll be open Saturday, too.
That's right, Saturday. So,
Cinnabon. Who doesn't love a Cinnabon?
What number did Seth Jones wear this season, Jimmy? Do you recall? Three. You are correct. Good for you. You want to take caller three? Seth Jones' number.
Yeah, If you want.
All right. Perfect. So surprised. Yeah. Sure. All right. Caller 305-567-0560. Caller 3. What's it called? Palm Beach Autographs?
Yes. Palm Beach Autographs.
We're going to Palm Beach Autographs to meet Seth Jones from the Panthers this Saturday. Caller 3. 305-567-0560.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Josh Appel joins our video feed here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. Crowder's up in Green Bay. You disappeared for the last segment. Where were you? Did you interview anybody or you just
yes.
around at the facility?
No, I interviewed Jackson Smith and Jigba. I don't know how to say his last name, so I called him Jax. Yep. And then DeMarcus Lawrence.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Josh Appel will be on the call nationally on Sports USA Saturday night for the Dolphins-Jags game. And he was at joint practice today. So what, anything jump out at you? We talked with Chris Perkins earlier and, we had seen Omar's tweets and, a couple of others saying that it was kind of uneventful. It wasn't like that Detroit Dolphins practice where Detroit won, they won the Super Bowl and the Dolphins went, winless for the season after that one practice. Uneventful today.
Yeah, and it was a who's who of media members as well. So it's unfortunate that it happened to be kind of uneventful. Although I will say the defense came up with a handful of big plays today. Jack Jones had an interception during a red zone period. Minkah Fitzpatrick as well. I think Jalen Phillips and Chop had a really good day. Chubb had a couple of batted balls as well. Yeah, I mean, this was actually, I learned this afterwards when Liam Cohen was talking. This was their first joint practice of training camp. Which surprised me because this is the Dolphins.
This was the Jags' first joint practice. Yeah. Interesting.
Right. So they're not playing any of their starters on Saturday. And he said post practice that, you know, had we had one or two joint practices prior to this, we may not have played our guys in our first two preseason games like they did. So I guess they treated their first two preseason games as somewhat of a joint practice, and they're going to sit everybody on Saturday night. But yeah, mostly uneventful today. There were a couple of brouhahas on the far field. One of them ended up finding its way into the indoor facility.
That's kind of funny, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. It was just a mass of people just slowly moving, but violently also into the opening of the indoor facility.
I like slow violence.
That's Crowder. I was just thinking to myself, that is Crowder's type of fight, man. Slow, violent, and it just keeps meandering from different location to different location.
I could put so many kidneys in a slow, violent fight. Josh, the thought, and it's something I tried to look at, and I didn't see it versus Detroit. But, like, we're expecting Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, now Matt Judon. And we've talked about it where it doesn't exclude another cornerback. You just add another pass rusher. Are they dominating? Because Jalen Phillips hasn't practiced in a while. Like, you can see when a front four gets after it. You can see the pocket collapse. You can see it. Are you starting to see that?
Yeah. I mean, look, today was definitely a really good day for the Dolphins defense. And I think you got to see a little bit, or we got to see if you were there, a little bit of what they can do. I don't really know like what big picture to take away from these practices because it was doom and gloom a week ago and we were making these huge declarations on one bad day of practice. And then they've had what, two or three joint practices since two, I guess the second with Detroit and then this one today. And it's been largely fine. A very normal run of the mill, joint practice with the slow, violent fights included. Like I said, it was a good day for those guys. It's just hard for me to really glean anything that's like overarching big picture takeaway from these.
Hey, Tua talked a lot about, you know, without Tyreek and Waddle at times because of their injuries, that he's been able to really figure out who else he trusts in that wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Theo Weiss had a pretty solid game the other day, and in practice, apparently he's been making plays. We're high on Taj Washington. We talked about him the other day. And I know you talked with Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, and he has a dog, so you love him. Did anybody stand out? Because I don't know, D. Eskridge, Taj Washington, Weiss, there's definitely a bunch of guys who I feel like have an opportunity to make the roster as a wide receiver, but I don't necessarily know which way the Dolphins are leaning.
Well, look, we know Malik Washington kind of burst onto the scene last season as well. He's a guy that Tua was trying to pick out a good bit today. Taj definitely got some targets, although he had one really rough rep in the one-on-one where he literally couldn't get off the line. It was like put into the ground by the opposing corner. I couldn't remember who it was. But Taj, I think, has been really impressive in the preseason and in what I've seen of training camp so far. I mean, those are the guys, right, that are battling for that final spot or spots in that wide receiver room. And I wouldn't be surprised if they keep an extra one just because of the kind of the uncertainty around Tyreek Hill. Some of these guys that you think might be on their way out might find themselves on the practice squad. I think, unfortunately, due to Taj Washington playing and being healthy, Malik Washington bursting onto the scene, Theo Weiss is playing well, D. Eskridge is at a good camp. Like, I think this is the last we're seeing of a guy like Eric Ezukama. I know that's Solana's guy, but I think that's about it on easy.
If anybody's name is Solana's guy, he's going to get cut. I'm telling you this.
He was my guy when it was Skylar Thompson at Eazy-E in preseason, but without Skylar, he had no chance.
Josh, I mean, what do you think about
first
this?
Haywood Highsmith and maybe now Eric Ezukama. I mean, holy mackerel. Solana doesn't know what to do.
Drew Smith is going to replace him with his 5-2-1. But Josh, how do you feel about this? Because I keep saying we need a big target. Weiss is big as hell.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen's a little Waddle's a little guy. Tyreek's a little guy. Do you think Weiss, not even off talent, just off God-given physical ability of being that bigger target?
Well, I think they're hoping that Darren Waller is that guy. And they'll be able to line him up, hopefully, wherever. Because he's not really a blocking tight end. He's going to go
out there today?
Yeah, he was out there. So yesterday was his first day in pads, but he didn't really do anything. Today, he did a little more individual stuff, but nothing during the team periods. They are really slow walking this with him, but it's a better sign than not that he's out there in pads and at least working in individual drills and on the side. I think Theo Weiss is a nice story here in the preseason, but again, when he's playing with Quinn Ewers against the other teams, you know, bottom third of their roster that's not going to be here, it's hard to take much away from it. I think Theo Weiss is probably going to end up on the practice squad. I have no like insider knowledge of that or anything, but this feels like they found something late and someone they could possibly develop, and he's performed so far. So I wouldn't be surprised if they hang on to him and try and develop him from the practice squad.
Solana, did you call him Tyrone Weiss earlier?
Did I?
I don't think so. I think I would. I would have jumped.
He called him Tyrone Weiss. Because I knew I had a Weiss question, and I wrote Theo down, and he kept Tyrone.
I don't think I called him Tyrone Weiss.
Pull it up, Jimmy.
And also get that sound. What, Abel, who were some of the media contingent that was out there? Because you mentioned at the beginning of the segment that it was a who's who.
Well, first of all, Aronde was there.
I saw that. Yeah.
Big surprise today. OJ McDuffie was there. John Kangemi, a little Kimbo Camper, Joe Rose. Pete Prisco was there.
Oh, Pete Prisco loves the Jags.
Yeah. Cam Wolf from NFL Network. I mean, like I said, it was a who's who. There was a guy from CBS Sports. Dave Richard. I've never heard of him, but he was there. He had CBS Sports on his credential. Again.
We used to have Dave Richards on the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Am I making that up?
No, we did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, George Richards, I think.
Well, him as well.
Yesterday, there's a very popular YouTube reporter. His name is Dougley Durong. He follows the Dolphins. He's a fan, but he covers the team. And he posted
a fan.
And he covers the team. For who?
On his YouTube page. Very popular YouTube.
Wait a second. You have a YouTube page.
What are you doing, Crowder?
Crowder's Dougley Do Wrong podcast is up in Wisconsin right now talking to Jackson Smith and Jigma.
We're getting them one tonight. It's going to be released tomorrow.
I don't know what you're doing. Like, there's a lot of people who run YouTube fan pages, but they do really good work at covering the team, reporting on the team.
Oh, that's cool. What did Dudley say?
Why are you taking a shot at Dougley, man?
He's tickled by the name. I follow him as well, and I think he's very good. But Dudley Do Wrong, I don't know if you good know name. Solana. There used to be a character, Dudley Do Right.
Great water ride.
At Universal, it is.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if maybe you knew that was a play on the name, but it's cutesy and it's fun.
Okay, it is.
Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
So what did Dudley record?
His name is Doug.
Gotcha. It's a play off Dudley Do Right.
I got gotcha. You. Yeah, I don't think you do. I know. I realize that.
I'm not certain that you do.
But yesterday he was at practice yesterday, and he took a selfie with the entire media contingency at Dolphins practice. Omar Kelly, Isaiah Smalls, Fiorones, Perk is in there. Marcel-Louis Jacques, Alan Poupar is in there. And he says, with my guys. And at the very bottom of the screen is Josh Appel just sneaking his head into the selfie out of nowhere.
Appel hates to not be part of a group photo. If you ever want to troll Appel, be out with a group of people and then say, hey, we should all take a picture, and then hand your phone to Appel and say, will you take the picture? He literally bursts into tears.
Here's the thing. So you see Travis Wingfield in the background there. He's kind of on his laptop in a zone or whatever, and he's not paying attention to the photo. Everybody in the comments on that picture is now saying, oh, Travis Wingfield must hate all the Dolphins beat writers. Travis Wingfield must hate everybody. He's in a zone. He's so much better than everybody else because they're taking a picture and he's watching practice. And so I didn't want to be that guy. So I just participated.
Nick Cuno texts that he didn't make your list of media who's who that was out there today.
I didn't even know he was there.
Interesting. What a shot.
I definitely did not pull into the parking lot at the same time as him and then also secretly snap a photo of him and then send it to you. I did not do either of those two things today.
Do you go to Olive Garden?
I haven't been in years, but I have been before.
And what do you think?
The breadsticks are good.
Everybody says that.
That's about it. I mean, I like my plain butter and noodles at home for free instead of going to Olive Garden.
He sent a picture the other night. His dinner was a bowl of penne noodles with butter sauce.
It's ridiculous.
It's delicious. Honestly, it honestly looked like something I used to feed DJ.
You know, I ate it with my fingers too.
But was that the entirety of your dinner? Just noodles and butter?
It was one of those nights. We weren't that hungry, so we just had to eat something. We threw some pasta on the, you know, we had some pasta.
You should never be as big as you are. You're 6'4". You're eating penne and butter?
What was that, like a ronzini?
Box of penne.
Right. Ronzini, Barilla. What do you think it was?
Oh, Publix brand.
What's the blue box? Is the blue box Barilla?
Barilla. Bogo. Yeah,
Bogo.
Yeah, so.
That Bogo. One. Oh, did I used to love when DJ was young, a Bogo pasta. Didn't matter what the shape, man. Give me a Bogo pasta. You know, were you dapping up Ryan Clark there during this segment? Or you were talking to someone?
He brought over my Pepsi because I left it in the room.
You know, Ryan Clark has a take, Appel, that croutons are the worst part of a salad. There's two things about a salad. You need dressing. Salad is a delivery mechanism for dressing.
Yeah.
And you need croutons. And to be quite honest, most of these restaurants, they're light on the croutons.
Very.
This is not an expensive item. Mm-hmm. You know, these aren't fresh cut bacon bits. These are rotten bread. And they sprinkle like four croutons. Hey, what are we doing here? Olive Garden's giving out free breadsticks as much as you want. The same ingredients. But if you get bread on your salad at a restaurant, they put like four croutons. Ryan Clark doesn't even want those four.
Hey, Ryan, give me those croutons. I'll put them on my salad. double my number from 4 to 8. That's like an elitist take from Ryan Clark.
I will take what you just said, Hawk. Who says, hey, put rotten bread on anything and it makes it better?
That's literally why they named it croutons, because rotten bread sounded terrible on top of your salad.
I don't like croutons.
No, it reminds me of when you go through the drive-thru at whatever, like a fast food restaurant, and you ask for sauce and they hand you like two. And it's like, hey, drive-thru attendant, I appreciate you, but why are you not willing to give me more sauce? Like, you're really trying to cape up for your multi-billion dollar organization that you're not going to give me more sauce packets? Like, really? That's where you draw the line? Hey, person making the salad, give me more than 6 croutons, please. Like, why are you hoarding the croutons? I don't understand.
You feel like it should almost be like, you know, an ice machine scooper for croutons. Like, because they're obviously just hand placing like 4 croutons, and they should be shoveling it like a popcorn bucket. You know what I mean?
It should be the base. It should be the base of a salad. If you think about it,
crouton based salad,
like a cereal.
Now the sauce gets all on the croutons.
Tell Ryan Clark that we want to make a salad where the entire crouton bowl, a crouton salad bowl,
a crawl.
Oh my God. I just invented something that's incredible. You know, a bread bowl for soup. How about a crouton bowl for salads?
I see a crow. He ignored me.
Well, that's probably because he doesn't know what crawl is. You have to explain what a crawl is.
I can't imagine why.
He looked up from his phone and started looking at his phone again.
All right, Josh Appel, he's going to be on the call for Sports USA Saturday night, Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins and Jags preseason finale. Thank you, as always, Josh.
Always enjoy coming on. Appreciate you guys.
Always. All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.